You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. We're about to be talking to Chabs and Milky about Going Live with Chabs and Milky, one of the bands that is performing on Going Live with Chabs and Milky in the very near future is Hans Puckett. So let's have a listen to Old You versus the New You.
Waking neutral, nothing to do. Cleared my head and start over new. It's the old you versus the new you. Too many days in a row, in a row. No, it's not gonna be how it was anymore. Got myself a job, myself calm, fell into a wall, tripping on my tongue. It all turns to static, 'cause I can't get the buzz. Too many days in a row, in a row. No, it's not gonna.
That was Hans Puckett with Old You versus the New You. They will be performing as part of Going Live with Chabs and Milky on the 26th of this month. And we have got Chabs and Milky in the studio, aka James Danzy and James Milne. Morena, how are you guys?
Morena.
We're good.
We're good.
Good. Now, yeah. who's Chabs and who's Milky in this lineup here?
I'm Chabs. I'm James Danzy.
Yeah, and I'm James Milne, but I'm Milky.
And how did those names come about? Are they like long-standing nicknames, or did they just come straight out of the blue for this?
It was from...
It was very long-standing,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it was like a... Was it on the Australian... It was... I think it was when Lawrence Arabia released Chant, Darling.
Mm.
We... Was it... Maybe it was on that tour we went to Australia. And we're having like jokes about mishearing names in the airport.
Yeah.
and it was like Trabs Dabbly.
Yeah.
and then what?
Was that me?
And then it was John Milk. And oh, that was me. And then it just became these. Yeah.
Everyone got their own, yeah.
Chabs and Milky. Well, it's led to, in a funny roundabout way, it's led to a very cool project, going live with Chabs and Milky. What is this for people who are uninitiated at home?
What is it, Chabs?
What is this? We're live streaming bands from our studio, but there were a lot of live streams over lockdown. Everyone's... Mm-hmm. releasing something, but we've had this idea for quite a while that we'd like a more weekly TV show format. Yeah, yeah. But it's bi-weekly, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, fortnightly at the moment.
And the decision, mainly on Milky's part, to have it all shot on VHS cameras, so it's got a very specific aesthetic, just to make it a little bit different from the...
It's a very cool aesthetic. Where did the VHS cameras come from? Have you guys got quite a bit of gear like that lying around, or have you been trawling the op shops?
I've been buying them on Trade Me.
Nice.
I've got
lots of watch lists.
I've got an alert, and yeah, about half of them. I've got 9 VHS cameras now, and four and a half of them work.
Halfway through getting the other one to work.
Yeah, so it's kind of an annoying strike rate. And there's not a lot of... I mean, I don't know if there's any VHS camera maintenance people out there. I'd love to speak to them, because at the moment I've got a lot of defunct VHS cameras in the studio.
Hard to find VHS.
It's hard to find working ones.
Mm.
Yeah.
So do they just record straight onto tape, or how does it work?
It's all live, so we did want that to be a part of it as well.
Yeah.
Mixed live on a Vision mixer.
Yeah, we've got like a 90s Vision mixer, which maybe cool. I don't know what... Yeah, apparently it was a hot ticket for VJs.
Ah.
Nice.
And I haven't really worked out how to use it, because I do the Vision and Chabs does the sound. But yeah, I haven't worked out all of... There's lots of effects and stuff on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically the most I've done is a fade, a cross fade at the moment. But there's like lots of wipes, and you can pause the image.
Oh, cool. That's very 90s.
I accidentally did that.
90s MTV.
Yeah, yeah. I did that with the Vincent HL one accidentally.
Yeah, some great accidents that happen when the date pops up is really good too.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to do something on the camera and I accidentally pressed the date button.
So it's like, here we are. This is where we are right now, just in case you were wondering.
During Carnivorous Month. Well, it was actually first of the first 1990 came up. And then I spent a half of the song trying to get the date to today's date, but I didn't actually know how to do that. So.
Somehow that's cooler, I think. We're back to the future vibe. So you have had a few very good bands through already, as you just mentioned, Carnivorous Plant Society, Vincent HL. You've also had Crap Date most recently. That was a fantastic, fantastically weird version of all of their tracks. They look like they're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think
that was a really fun session.
It's fun at the moment. We're still working through our group of friends.
Yeah.
And that's not the main plan. We do want to branch out, so we've got Hans Puckett, who we do kind of know. Nanoy's after that, and on the... What date is that?
We should have remembered the dates.
Nanoy's is on the 2nd.
2nd of August, yeah.
2nd of August. Hans Puckett's the 26th, and then Chai.
Chai, yeah.
On the 16th.
Which will be good. We went to Chai's EP release on Saturday. Going out with Chabs and Milky.
Yeah.
Out on the town with Chabs and Milky.
Home early with Chabs and Milky.
Yeah, going home that was with Chabs and Milky.
Yeah, it was good. We're thinking of starting an Uber kind of service called Going Home with Chabs and Milky. But we'll be driving the car and you're going to have to put up with a lot of talk about electronics.
Yeah, and it's going to be like
a
1986 Toyota Corolla.
Yeah. Excellent. The radio's tuned to classic hits or something. Yeah.
BFM, mate. What?
Glad to hear. I'm also very intrigued by how you kind of have picked... Obviously, you said you're working for your mates, but you have picked kind of quite a specific vibe a little bit too. You've got...
Yeah.
I feel like Crap Date was quite a good example of that. You've got kind of like people who are into their theatrics a little bit as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately the kind of... idea would just be I don't think we're too worried about that. We just want to capture really good live bands. Like I think, I mean, you know, obviously after today's interview, our viewership is going to shoot through the roof.
Yeah, hard out.
But, you know, we're not, it's kind of a hobby for us at the moment. But I guess in the back of our mind, we're building this body of work and archiving local bands and hopefully in a cool way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just want to like capture lots of cool live performances and the live stream thing's kind of, well, yeah, I feel like it's important that we've got these things archived. Like it's not necessarily, I wouldn't say the streams have been running hot so far, but yeah, they will.
They'll be flooded with BFM listeners.
Yeah.
Boiling
But yeah, it's just really, it's a neat thing for us to do to capture these performances and have an archive of some of these things. And I think, you know, we're getting better. Like we're learning, it's a total hobby for us. Like we're just, you know, well, I mean, Chab's better at doing sound than I am at running VHS cameras, but I'm just learning to do this and we're kind of trying to get better every week.
I feel like that's been kind of the 2020 vibe in general, is everybody's learning new ways of like putting out gigs and putting together stuff. But I think what you kind of mentioned, James, is important that we do have a bit of a record of this time, because there's awesome stuff being made and you don't want it to just be lost to the ether.
Yeah, that's always been a thing with bands in New Zealand. I mean, the Freak the Sheep were doing it. I got a massive archive of modern, you know, recent stuff, which is great. But it's always been a thing. Bands come and go, and some bands live are so, so good. And then you just can't hear them again. It's really sad that that happened. So
yeah,
it's nice to be
part it of is that. Less of a, I mean, it's less of a problem than it was in 1997 or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Or when MySpace crashed and all those things got lost.
MySpace, actually, we've been it's a friends group called the Good Old Golden Boys NZ. It's a really hot blues band. They tried to put some stuff up on MySpace recently and the player doesn't really work anymore.
No.
So their track, How Hard Have You Been Rockin', no one can listen to that at the moment, which I think is really not helping them in the around the blues clubs at the moment.
The blues clubs need that MySpace, you know, outreach.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
truly.
Still quite big in the blues scene, MySpace. I looked on my page the other day and it was like, well, you know, the other day, it was like a few months ago, but there's still like stuff on there.
Oh, that's cool.
Where's my phone?
Like photos I uploaded 11 years ago or 12 years ago, whenever it was, but it was actually amazing that there's still, I was shocked.
That
there
digital
was,
footprint, hey?
Yeah, there was actually, it wasn't all lost, maybe the music was lost, but there's still old photos and stuff.
There's a bit of good stuff going on there. Chabs is desperately checking his MySpace page right now.
I'm still relevant, right, if I've got MySpace.
It's so good. Some people were texting as well. Greatest idea to do this. Live gigs are such an important part of history. I think what you just said about New Zealand bands as well, we have a really awesome live scene. I mean, we've got the best live scene in the world right now, lucky us. But like we have got an awesome live scene and it's quite different to the recorded scene. So being able to have a bit of an archive of that is super important.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like an anarchic thing going on with New Zealand music and there's a lot of funny gigs.
Yeah.
And recordings don't necessarily capture that thing. And
but I guess you don't get to see the person wearing the chicken costume when you're listening to
yeah.
The,
yeah. And I guess we just want to like have a full, want it to be a full concert, you know, like a lot of sessions. It's just a couple of songs or it's beautifully shot on digital SLR and it's a song and it looks and sounds great, but it doesn't kind of capture the spirit. It's kind of, intense and,
it's like too immediate,
it's a
almost.
It's anal as well. Like it's a bit like, you know, everything has
to,
you know,
have to be polished.
But
and
we
shiny.
Want this to be a bit rough and feel a bit more like a gig rather than than going to Roundhead and it sounding perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And it's got character, and that is what we like at BFM. And it's got some fantastic bands, which is also what we like. If people do want to tune in to Going Live with Chabs and Milky, how do they do that?
I think, well, Going Live with Chabs and Milky.tv.
That's
our website. We've got Facebook and YouTube and Twitch. We're kind of hedging our bets at the moment about which platform we're using.
Yeah. So far we're hitting listenership of kind of 15 people on either platform, on any platform. So it's pretty hot right now.
I kind of like Twitch, but we're not really in the, we're not gaming or...
And we do seem to tell, I mean, we're a bit older, so we tell our... other elderly friends, and they sort of like eyes glaze over when you say Twitch. Not all
yes,
of them. So,
yes. The internet.
Yeah. But yeah, go to, like, our website's got all of the different platforms on it. And,
awesome.
And I'm thinking about it as like an ongoing beta test. Like we're kind of exploring the concept as we go rather than launching fully formed. So yeah.
Totally. Well, I think it's a great concept. Going live with Chabs and Milky. Chabs and Milky, thank you very much for coming and chatting to us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
We're going to play Nah Noise, who you can catch going live on the 2nd of August at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
See you on the internet.
See you there.
To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.